USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that the pilots of the doomed Lion Air flight in Indonesia last year frantically scoured a handbook about the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft before crashing into the water. People with knowledge of the cockpit voice recorder contents reportedly telling NBC News the captain fought to climb after an anti-stall system pushed the nose of the plane down. Authorities are investigating whether pilots had enough training to respond to the emergency or if they were aware of the computer system. The U.S. recently grounding that aircraft model after two deadly international crashes in less than 5 months. DirecTV customers, listen up. You could lose nearly two dozen channels by the end of the week as AT&T and Viacom are struggling to reach a deal. The channels, including Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and others, are part of a dispute over fees. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
In a small central Washington state community, they're mourning the death of a sheriff's deputy, shot and killed during a traffic stop last night. They say that deputies and police were working together to try to stop the vehicle, but the driver took off and then eventually got into a shootout with officers. The deputy and the suspects both were killed. Historic flooding in the nation's Midwest, with much of Nebraska still under a declared state of emergency. Three people have died in that state because of the flooding, and yesterday Vice President Mike Pence toured areas hardest hit by the floodwaters, promising to cut through red tape to get the state, as well as Iowa, federal assistance.
Help is on the way, but I want you to know the President and I understand that you all have been doing the hard work. But we're going to make sure that the resources and that the American people have made available are available here in Nebraska.
Spring will be here officially at 5:58 Eastern Time this afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryan says he will sign legislation headed to his desk that will create a law stricter than any abortion law in the nation, banning abortions in that state upon detection of a fetal heartbeat or about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The bill cleared the General Assembly yesterday, and again, it's now on its way to Bryan's desk. Black smoke from a chemical fire that's been burning for days still filling the skies near Houston.
For 3 days, a chemical plant has been on fire. Residents are worried about claims that the air quality is not a health threat. Company spokeswoman Alice Richardson gives reassurance.
ITC is a safe company. I have worked here for over 20 years, and I believe in it, and I can guarantee you that we would never do anything that is wrong to hurt our environment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the FDA is approving the first drug developed specifically to treat postpartum depression. The drug is sold under the brand Zulresso. It's administered by intravenous, and clinical trials have showed that it does treat symptoms of postpartum depression in just a matter of hours. Postpartum depression affects about 1 out of 9 new mothers and can be marked by bouts of sadness, loss of interest in activities, and suicidal thoughts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.